Lacey, me before you. If you really want to know everything, Dex, and for what it's worth, I'm pretty fucking sure your eyes are bigger than your stomach on that one. You should know that before it all started, I was like you. Maybe not exactly like, not so willfully oblivious that I'd forgotten what I was trying to ignore, but close enough. We lived by the beach. No, that's another of those pretty lies, the kind I tell you, the kind real estate developers and sleazy travel agents shill to gullible cheapskates. The kind the local founding fathers sold themselves on when they named their shit sprawl of gas stations and strip malls Shore Village, even though it was a 20-minute drive from Jersey's least attractive beach. We lived by a Blockbuster and an off-brand burger joint and a vacant lot that drunks used on Sunday mornings to puke up their Saturday nights. We lived alone, just the two of us. Except it was mostly just the one of us. Between waitressing and groupieing, boozing and fucking, Loretta didn't have much time left for mothering. And once I was old enough to fry my own eggs, she started leaving me home with the cat. Then the cat ran away. She didn't notice. Poor Lacey, you're thinking. Poor, unloved Lacey with her trash mother and deadbeat dad. And this is why I don't tell you these things. Because for you, everything is a fairy tale or a Lifetime movie, Technicolor or black and white, and I don't need you imagining me in some sulfurous pit of trailer trash hell. I don't need your, oh, Lacey, that must have been so hard for you. Or, oh, Lacey, what do food stamps look like and how does neglect smell? Or, worst of all, oh, Lacey, don't worry, I understand. I have my pretty little house and my father knows best and my picture-perfect fucking sitcom life, but deep down, we're totally the same. I made do with what I had, and what I had was the smell of the ocean when the wind was right, and the beach itself when I could thumb a ride. I think you grow up different by the water. You grow up.